Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, These Strange New Minds, How AI Learned to Talk and What It Means by Christopher Summerfield explores the surprising rise of language-capable artificial intelligence and why it feels so different from earlier software. Written for curious readers rather than specialists, the book traces how modern AI systems moved from brittle, rule-based programs to data-driven models that can generate fluent text, answer questions, and collaborate with people. Summerfield frames this shift as more than a technical milestone. It changes what we can automate, how we learn, and how we assign responsibility when machines produce persuasive outputs. Along the way, the book connects core ideas from cognitive science and neuroscience with the engineering choices behind large language models, clarifying what these systems are and are not. Instead of treating AI as magic or doom, it offers tools for thinking clearly about capability, understanding, and agency. The result is an accessible guide to the new language machines that are reshaping work, education, science, and public discourse. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from hand-coded rules to learning from data, a central theme is the historical pivot from symbolic AI, where programmers tried to encode knowledge explicitly, to machine learning systems that infer patterns from large datasets. The book emphasizes why language exposed the limits of rule-based approaches. Human speech and writing are full of ambiguity, context, idioms, and exceptions that are hard to enumerate. Modern language AI gained momentum once researchers combined large collections of text with scalable training methods and computing power. Instead of being told grammar and facts directly, these models learned statistical regularities that let them predict plausible next words and, by extension, produce coherent passages. Summerfield uses this story to demystify current capabilities without overselling them, highlighting that performance often comes from breadth of exposure and optimization rather than human-like insight. This shift also explains why progress arrived suddenly to the public. Once models reached a threshold of size and data, they became useful general tools. Understanding the transition helps readers see AI as an evolving engineering tradition, shaped by incentives, benchmarks, and practical constraints, not as an inevitable march toward conscious machines. Secondly, how language models produce fluency without understanding. The book examines how systems that primarily learn to predict text can still appear conversational, knowledgeable, and even intentional. Summerfield clarifies that fluency can emerge from pattern completion. A model trained on diverse writing learns associations between questions and typical answers, arguments and counterarguments, styles and tones. That can mimic explanation, empathy, or expertise even when the model lacks grounded experience of the world. The discussion highlights a key tension. Language is both a vehicle for thought and a set of learned conventions, so mastering form can resemble mastering meaning. Readers are guided to distinguish between linguistic competence and deeper understanding, such as stable beliefs, goals, or sensory-based concepts. The book also addresses why these models can be confidently wrong. They optimize for plausibility, not truth. This framing equips readers to interpret AI outputs as generated hypotheses or drafts rather than authoritative statements. By separating appearance from mechanism, Summerfield offers a practical lens for using language AI productively while resisting the temptation to anthropomorphize it or to treat it as a reliable oracle. Thirdly, brains, minds, and the temptation to anthropomorphize AI. Drawing on cognitive science, the book investigates why people so readily attribute minds to systems that talk. Conversation is one of the strongest cues for agency in human social life, so a chatbot can trigger intuitions about intentions, feelings, and comprehension. Summerfield explores what comparisons to brains can and cannot tell us. Modern models share certain high-level features with biological cognition, such as learning from experience and representing information in distributed ways, but they also differ sharply in embodiment, development, motivation, and interaction with the physical world. The book uses these contrasts to challenge simplistic claims that language models are either merely autocomplete or already conscious. Instead, it encourages readers to treat mind-like behavior as a spectrum of capabilities. Memory, planning, self-monitoring, and social reasoning can be partially present in engineered systems without implying inner experience. This topic also explains why debates about AI often become emotionally charged. When a system speaks fluently, people shift from evaluating tools to judging companions. Recognizing this psychological pull helps readers keep ethical and practical discussions grounded in observable behaviors and measurable impacts. Fourthly, what language AI changes in work, education, and knowledge. The book connects technical capabilities to real-world transformation. Language AI lowers the cost of producing and editing text, code, and summaries, which can amplify productivity but also reshape job roles. Summerfield highlights that the most significant changes may come from workflow redesign rather than simple replacement. Humans may supervise, curate, and set objectives while models handle drafts, variations, and routine communication. In education, the technology challenges traditional assignments while enabling new forms of tutoring, feedback, and accessibility. The book suggests that the question is not whether students will use AI, but how institutions can teach critical thinking, source evaluation, and responsible collaboration with tools. For knowledge work, language AI blurs the boundary between searching and synthesizing, turning retrieval into conversational exploration. Yet this convenience introduces new risks: fabricated citations, biased framing, and overconfidence can spread quickly when text is easy to generate. Summerfield frames these changes as both an opportunity and a governance problem. The reader comes away with a realistic sense of where the technology adds leverage and where human judgment remains essential. Lastly, safety, power, and the social contract around AI speech. Because language models can persuade, imitate, and scale communication, the book treats them as social technologies, not just software features. Summerfield discusses core risks such as misinformation, manipulation, privacy leakage, and the amplification of existing biases. He also considers how incentives shape deployment. Companies optimize for engagement and usefulness, while societies need reliability, accountability, and fairness. This topic emphasizes that technical fixes alone are insufficient. Guardrails like content filtering, alignment training, and monitoring can reduce harm, but they interact with free expression, cultural differences, and political power. The book encourages readers to think in terms of responsibility chains: who is accountable when an AI-generated message causes harm, and what standards should apply to developers, deployers, and users. It also raises questions about transparency and trust, including the value of labeling, auditing, and testing systems for predictable failure modes. By framing AI speech as part of a broader social contract, Summerfield helps readers see governance as a design challenge involving law, norms, education, and institutional capacity, not only smarter algorithms. In conclusion, this book suits general readers who want a clear, scientifically informed picture of why modern AI can talk, as well as professionals in education, policy, journalism, and product development who need a grounded way to discuss benefits and risks. It also fits students exploring cognitive science or machine learning because it links engineering progress to ideas about minds and behavior without requiring heavy math. The main life benefit is better judgment. Readers learn how to interpret fluent AI output, when to rely on it, when to verify, and why confidence and correctness can diverge. That practical clarity reduces fear, hype, and costly misuse while helping people adopt the tools in ways that enhance learning and productivity. Compared with many AI books that lean toward utopian promises or catastrophic warnings, Summerfield offers a balanced, conceptually rich approach that explains mechanisms, human psychology, and societal consequences in one narrative. It is worth buying because it equips you with durable mental models rather than transient news, enabling you to evaluate new systems, claims, and controversies as the technology changes. You finish with clearer questions, not just louder opinions. If you would like to support Christopher Summerfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.